When Hector Castillo chucked his 3-year-old boy Carlito off the Rickenbacker Bridge into Biscayne Bay, fishermen were there to pluck him to safety. 20 years later, Carlito was not so lucky. The jealousy and violence that fueled Hector lived on in the Sun. Carlito, hearing that his girlfriend Isabella might be seeing another guy, takes her daughter Shayna for a ride straight to that very same bridge, where he tosses her off, the author writes, like she was yesterday's trash. These two horrific acts reverberate through the years for Carlito's mother, who moves to Orlando to escape her demons, and for his baby sister Raina, who ties her fate to his. Raina is a wonderful narrator who parcels out the family's story in pieces, like gifts from the sea. She devotes her young adult life to sustaining her brother's sanity, visiting every weekend while he awaits execution or a reprieve in a hellish prison set in the Florida Keys. After Carlito's death, fragile and hurting, Raina seeks refuge in those Keys, renting a cottage on a spit of the Atlantic where the shorebirds and the lapping waves both hypnotize and repel her. When Nesto Cadena, a Cuban immigrant in exile, comes into Raina's life, she seeks nothing more than a friend. But their lost souls recognize each other, and in lovely, poetic prose, Nesto shares the tales and superstitions he's culled from his Cuban family, stories that resonate with Raina's Colombian roots. Nestor is a diver, enthralled to the ocean, and he instills in Raina the joy and wonder he absorbs from the sea, nurturing a sense of safety and trust. The two work at a dolphin experience farm in the Lower Keys, where Nesto does odd jobs repairing and building fences. Raina, deemed good with people, wanders the facility with a clipboard, quizzing the tourists about the quality of their guest experience. As she learns more about the process of acquiring dolphins for training and show, Raina finds herself growing uncomfortable with the idea of penning in animals that are meant to live in the wild. One can't help but think that she equates the mammal's plight at the mercy of their trainers to the plight of her own brother, left in solitary confinement for months at a time. Miss Engel explores many important themes in her book: prison reform, immigration, and animal rights. But there isn't a didactic bone in her body. Her style has a magical, dreamlike quality that lures the reader in, opening our hearts to the poignant quandary faced by immigrants forced to leave families behind in the quest for a better life. And though she doesn't shy away from evil, she prefers an act of forgiveness that is astonishing in its grace.